from all of us at Fly Branch Church of Christ. To all of our neighbors and friends, have a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Remember that Christ is the reason for the season. He has come to give life and grace to all who put their faith in Him. May His peace be upon you this season. In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that the whole empire should be registered. This first registration took place while Quirinius was governing Syria. So everyone went to be registered, each to his own town. And Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and family line of David, to be registered along with Mary, who was engaged to him and was pregnant. While they were there, the time came for her to give birth. Then she gave birth to her firstborn son, and she wrapped him snugly in cloth and laid him in a feeding trough, because there was no room for them at the lodging place. In the same region, shepherds were staying out in the fields and keeping watch at night over their flock. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. And the angel said unto them, "Don't be afraid, for look, I proclaim to you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today a Savior, who is Messiah the Lord, was born for you in the city of David. This will be the sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in snugly in cloth and lying in a feeding trough." Suddenly there was a multitude of the heavenly host with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and peace on earth to people he favors." When the angels had left them and returned to heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go straight to Bethlehem and see what has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." They hurried off and found both Mary and Joseph, and the baby who was lying in the feeding trough. After seeing them, they reported the message they were told about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherd said to them. But Mary was treasuring up all these things in her heart and meditating on them. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had seen and heard, just as they had been told. As great as Christmas is, it cannot help but be both a time of great joy and anticipation, but also a great time of sorrow and depression. It is an event of firsts. Christmas time marks the first Christmas for a newborn child, or first Christmas for a newlywed couple. It can be the first Christmas in a new house, or with a new family. It will be etched in memories and photos of loved ones gathered around a festive table. But for some this year, this will also be a first Christmas. A first Christmas without a husband or a wife, a best friend or a child. There will be an empty place where they once stood that cannot be filled by tinsel, lights, or gift wrap. It will be the first Christmas after the fire, after the accident, or the diagnosis. And for some of these, it may be the last. Our heart goes out to these this Christmas, whose hearts are empty, but whose eyes are filled with tears unwept, whose homes are quiet, and whose trees are small and bare. For these it is a silent night. But like the song, let me remind you that it is a holy night, for it is the night Jesus came. He came to wipe the tears from our eyes and to fill our hearts with his comfort, for he is the God of all comfort. Comfort and joy for the sorrowful and despondent. Comfort and joy for the heavy of heart. Jesus has come to fill our empty hearts and wipe away our tears. It is true comfort and joy. Let us gather around his throne, the manger filled with hay. Let us gather at the cross upon which he suffered. Let us gather to the eternal throne of Christ. Let us gather and worship him and sing hallelujah. Hallelujah.
there's joy, and I just love to sing the song to you. It goes like this, fourth, fifth, a minor fall, major lift, with every breath I'm singing, hallelujah.
This Sunday at Fly Branch Church of Christ. Visit our website at flybranch.webs.com or call us at 796-9657. Thank you and